Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the important subject of accurate New Testament prayer. We've talked about what prayer is, the change from Old Testament to New Testament prayer. We've pointed out the fact that when we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. We make a legal demand for what is due us according to the promises of God. We don't pray the problem. We pray the Word, which is the answer. And when we pray, we're going to pray a prayer of faith. We've looked at the word ask in the New Testament, as well as the word receive in the prayer scriptures. We see that the word ask is a word aiteo, which means a legal demand of what is due you. And we've seen the word for receive is lambano, which means a self-prompted taking hold of. And this is important. In every one of these major prayer scriptures we've looked at, we see the ask and the receive together. It's making a legal demand of returning the Word of God and then taking hold of the promise of God. We've seen the fact that the prayer of faith is, I believe that I receive. Believe that I take hold of, lambano. And this is so important for you to understand. This is what we do when we receive anything from the Lord. John chapter 1, verse 12, we saw that scripture about how as many as received Him, as many as took hold of Him, lambano, we receive Jesus Christ, our personal Lord and Savior. We take Him as our Savior, to receive Him to come into our heart. In receiving the Holy Spirit, same thing. We receive, we lambano, take hold of the Holy Spirit. We saw the scripture in Hebrews chapter 11. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. Sarah herself received, that's the word lambano, took hold of strength, the miraculous ability of God to conceive seed. We're going to take hold of the miraculous ability of God to see the promises of God come to pass in our life. One scripture we didn't look at is over in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Many people fail to understand what the scripture is saying because they don't look up the word receive. The word receive is lambano. People have read it this way, but you shall receive power. You get power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. That's not what it's saying. It says you shall take hold of power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. How do you take hold of the power of God? It's through the Word. Through the Word, the Holy Spirit's going to write that Word in your heart and mind. The Holy Spirit is going to put that power in you through the Word of God in you. That's putting on the armor of God, which is the Word in you in every area of your life. You shall take hold of the power of God, the miraculous ability of God, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And with that, you're going to go forth and be a witness. You shall be witnesses every place you go. You're going to witness and share the things of God and minister salvation, the Holy Spirit, healing, deliverance to the people that you come in contact with. Hebrews 4:16, here's another use of the word lambano. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain, or that's the word lambano, take hold of mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Very important. In fact, when you pray, you must realize that you're going to take hold of things if you're going to see the results. You got to pray a prayer of faith. Many people just pray and then just wonder whether God's going to do something. They're just kind of waiting on God. When you're praying, you make a legal demand and take hold of the promise of God. Remember Mark 11:24, whatsoever things you desire or legally demand, when you pray, believe that you lambano, believe you take hold of it, and you shall have it. How do you release this prayer of faith? You simply say, I believe that I take hold of, and then you declare the promise of God, which you have legally demanded before the Father in the name of Jesus. Very important. In fact, when we receive the Word of God, I thought I'd point this out to you, that actually both the word decamai and lambano are used in receiving the Word of God. Scripturally, receiving the Word is having both attitudes. In Luke chapter 8, verse 13, this is in the parable of the sower. It says, well, they that hear, they receive the Word with joy. That's the word decamai, meaning a ready reception which is offered to us. That's why we need to have a teachableness of what is coming to us. But that's not the whole way we receive the word, because a parallel scripture talks about it, and it uses a different word for receive. It's in Mark 4:16. These are they likewise that are sown on stony ground, who when they've heard the word, immediately receive it, lambano, it with gladness. A different word. Dekamai is used in Luke 8:13. Lambano is used in Mark 4:16, which is a self-prompted taking hold of. This shows you the scriptural way in receiving the word is having a ready reception of what is offered to you, a teachableness and acceptance to it, and then taking hold of it to apply it in your life and be a hearer and a doer of it. So here we've seen so far that we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. We make a legal demand by returning the word of God, and we take hold of that promise of God, believing we take hold of it. Now another aspect which we're going to talk about today is added to taking hold of it, and this goes right along with the prayer of faith, and that is thanksgiving. Thanksgiving works together with the taking hold of. You thank God as you take hold of the promise of God. Thanksgiving shows forth faith. The prayer of faith is going to release the promises that come to you. And this thanksgiving shows that we believe the promise is ours and that we are receiving it from Him. And this is important. Let's give an example. Let's say I gave you a book. It belongs to you. It is yours. But you haven't taken possession of it yet. And then when you come to get the book from me, which I already gave to you that's yours, you wouldn't come and ask me again, well, could you please give me the book? I'm asking you if you would give me the book. No, I already gave you the book. You would come and you would say, thank you for giving me the book as you were taking hold of it. You wouldn't come and re-ask me for it. I already gave it to you. It is yours already. Well, all the promises of God are already ours. We don't come and ask or request of what belongs to us. We come and make a demand for it, and we do it with thanksgiving. We thank God because the promises are already ours. Praise God. And this is so important. Now, let's look at some scriptures in the New Testament. You know, Paul, when he prayed at the beginning of all those letters in the scripture, the epistles in the New Testament, he prayed with thanksgiving. You look at the way he prayed, and thanksgiving is involved in every one of them. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. He did it with thanksgiving. Colossians chapter 1, verse 3, we give thanks to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Thanksgiving accompanied his prayer. 1 Thessalonians 1, 2, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. 2 Timothy 1, 3, I thank God whom I serve for my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day. Philemon 1, 4, I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers. Again, thanksgiving was accompanying prayer because that is the way you pray a scriptural prayer of faith. Thanksgiving shows forth faith. Very important. And we see Jesus praying with thanksgiving as well. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 36, it says, when he took the 7 loaves and the fishes, and he gave thanks and broke them and gave to his disciples. Jesus gave thanks. He was giving thanks to the Father for doing the miracle. And then he, of course, multiplied the fishes and the loaves. In John chapter 11, verse 41, he was going up there to raise Lazarus from the dead. And it says he took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. That's the way he would pray with thanksgiving. He had confidence. He knew that was praying in faith. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Notice that statement that he made. I knew that thou hearest me always. That ought to be the attitude you have in prayer. You may say, well, how in the world can I have such confidence? The Bible says this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask or legally demand anything according to His will, we know He hears us. And if we know He hears us, whatsoever we ask or legally demand, we know we have the legal demands we've legally demanded of Him. You can know that God hears your prayers. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. His ears are open under their prayers. And he would thank God, knowing that he heard him. And this is important. If you're going to pray a prayer of faith, you're going to believe that you take hold of it with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is going to accompany your prayer of faith. Praise God. Very important. Think of those ones who returned back, the one that returned back that got healed of the 10 lepers. It says that the 10 of them, of course, all got cleansed. It says one of them turned back with a loud voice and glorified God, and he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? But none of them found the return to give glory to God except this one stranger. He said, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. You see, all of them got cleansed, but one of them was made whole because of the effects of the leprosy. Not only were they cleansed, but also the effects of it gnawed away, ate away parts of their body, but this guy was made whole. He got a miracle and was restored. Jonah chapter 2. Jonah was in that fish's belly. It said his soul fainted within him. His prayer came into him, and he began to pray. And what did he do? In order to get out of that thing, in verse 9, it says, he sacrificed unto thee with a voice of thanksgiving. He sacrificed with a thanksgiving. He started thanking God for bringing forth the victory, delivering him out of that situation. See, thanksgiving shows forth faith. If you're going to pray an accurate New Testament prayer, you're going to pray with thanksgiving. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, but thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Literally, the word giveth is really is giving unto us. It says, but thanks be to God, literally, who is giving unto us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That is a present tense declaration of what God is doing for us, which is what we do when we're declaring a prayer of faith. And it's with thanks. 2 Corinthians 2:14, now thanks be to God. There's that thanks again, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. Praise God. In fact, if you're really going to pray a prayer of faith, it always has to be accompanied with thanksgiving. Colossians chapter 2 talks about, as we received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Verse 7, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you've been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Abounding, overflowing with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving should be pouring out of you. Colossians 4:2, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests or your legal demands be made known unto God with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is to always accompany your prayer. So how do we pray accurately? We pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. We make a legal demand according to the promises of God as we return the answer. And we believe, we receive with thanksgiving, and we know that God's bringing it to pass in our life. See you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses, enforced by demonic spirits, must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.